This is Earth Notes. In 1923, the U.S. Geological Survey sponsored its first expedition on the Colorado River in Grand Canyon. The crew of 12 men was led by topographic engineer Claude Birdseye. Eugene LaRue was hydraulic engineer and chief photographer, and Emery Kolb was head boatman. They launched at Lee's Ferry on August 1st and ended the trip 2.5 months later at Needles, California. Among mounds of gear was a novel piece of equipment, a radio, bringing them news of the outside world. As their diaries reveal, the expeditioners had their share of adventures. Within a week, the small canvas boat was crushed in a rapid and lost, leaving 4 big wooden boats to get them downriver. Strong personalities among the crew also clashed often. It was also the heyday of water development in the American West, and the unruly Colorado was to be tamed to water crops and power electrical generators. The science-driven Birdseye expedition produced detailed, accurate maps that pinpointed 8 potential dam sites along the river. Today, researchers are matching many photos from the Birdseye expedition, but one thing they won't see is any dams in Grand Canyon. Instead of a series of deep lakes, the Colorado still flows wild and free for 277 miles through the canyon. Earth Notes is produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Tristan Klum.